Rosa's surgery's on the 27th of August at 7?
7.
Okay. All right. The lady that called and asked about the ramp, and then I told you we had to cancel because they had that asbestos. They decided to stay in the house. They're going to do something with that somehow. What are they going to do? But they're warm enough, we can come back and do the ramp for them. So is that agreeable? And I think the first Saturday I've got available was on the 21st. Let me look here. Of September. Is that all right with you guys? 21st of September. Okay, now I'll get with.
They can wait that long.
Yeah, they waited this long. I cut them off a month first time.
Okay.
I'll get with her and see if that's efficient. So, all right. Remember tonight we're gonna have a kettlebell service. Me and preacher had preacher Matthew preaching. So if you ain't never seen one, come see a cowbell service. All right.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Yep, we're here at 5 o'clock. All right. Joseph Smith, he's in the hospital again with that leg, so let's just pray for Joseph. Pray for the Lord. Touch that. Things have been going on for years. So, well, he was a little kid when he got bit by that spider, so been a long time. Okay, so let's remember Joseph, Scotty Smith, Teresa Smith, Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver. You know, Buddy's doing pretty good. He's about to take him on. Talk to him about that. Okay, Lord bless him. Touch him. Okay, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown. Lane Strong, Lynn Blake, Gerald Day, Gladys Key, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, doing great. Debbie, she texted me this morning and said she was having a bump with a belly. So just pray for that. Maddie, Dorothy, Donnie Chapman, Dean, Dale, Amy Claw, Edward Kirkland, Richard Dane Black, Miss Evans, Christy's Waters daughter, Tanya, Karen Buff, Lisa Buff, Michael Pooty, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Michelle Barger, Little Girl Journey, Preacher Johnny's Church, Cindy and Rachel Hill, Conley family, Miss Russell, Ken, remember Ken, Barbara, Brandon Ford, Tim Singerlin, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Ken Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Bailey Smith family, or Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Lou Ann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Edley Mills.
I think she's doing
better too. Louise, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Deb Mahi, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Love, Wanda Dellinger, Lisa Chapman, Stormy Bingham, Darius Moser. If they've got anything to ask everybody, please.
I'm going to answer.
Okay. Well, you've done on the list, but you remember that. Remember, she's going to be having surgery on her hand. But you got a plan.
Last time I had a call, David Watson. That name, David Watson.
David Watson.
She is my second cousin. I had a call last night asking me to get her to church. She has 2 stage 4 cancers. The last one she has is 5 cancers. crying right now, because she's not that well.
Let's spell her last name.
W-A-T-S-O-E.
W-A?
T.
T.
S-O-E.
Okay.
First name, Megan.
First name what?
Megan.
Megan, okay.
M-E-G-A-E.
Megan, I got E here. Or anyone else? My prayer is the best I'm gonna make in the coffee. Get to the point where I can't read it. All right. See if they got anything on their heart this morning.
I would like to thank you. I thank you for all the blessings, and I thank you for just taking care of me, helping me get better and better. Come through to me. So I'll just keep praying. I just wanted to thank you for saying you did, and I wanted to thank you for all the blessings that you give to us, especially me. He loved me very much, and he always with me. I thank him for that. I thank him for that day.
Heavenly, gracious Father, we thank you for your many blessings. Lord, we pray this morning, wholeheartedly, that each one of us on our list this morning, Lord. Now each one of those names, you know what their need is. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just intervene with each and every little issue that's there, Lord, and you can take care of it, Lord, in your way. Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, for the folks that are here this morning, Lord, that you will bless them. God, we pray for the ones that's not here, here with us this morning, that are on the hour. God, we pray, God, that you be with them wherever they may be. God, we just want to thank you this morning for your many blessings. Lord, you've helped us out so much in the last few weeks. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you've done. We give you praise and honor. We don't want to give the credit to you to anyone else but you. And God, we pray this morning, Lord, that you bless us as we stand this morning singing the songs of mine, Lord, to lift up your name in song, to give you praise and honor in song, Lord, to pray for you. That you would be with each and every one of us as we sing. Lord, that it will glorify us and lift you up. And God, we pray this morning. You would bless this nation that we live in, Lord, that you would help heal it, Lord, from its sins, sick disease that it has, Lord, that people would open their eyes and see, Lord, that the only truth that there is in this world is you. That you're the one and only truth, Lord, that we need you. And in this nation, we should turn back to God and wait for the evil ways that we see. Lord, just pray, God, that you'll touch those ones out there in that world that is lost. Lord, that you'd open their eyes to the realization that there is a hell to receive and a hell to shun. Lord, just pray, God, that you'd just be with us, Lord, as we stand to break the bread of life. Lord, that every word that's spoken, Lord, is through the Spirit. God, that you'd help us in everything that we do. That it will glorify the name of you. Jesus' name we pray.
Shall forget the day, all the just want to thank the Lord for saving. Thank the Lord for so many blessings on my life and a lot of people around me that are talking about the Lord, telling how much He loves me and what He's been doing for me. This song I want to sing in Spanish, but I cannot find it right now. It was in English. Oh Lord my God, when I am so wander, consider all the world that have had made. I see the star, I hear the roll of thunder, the power to our universe display. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. A great door, this is my soul, my Savior God to thee. A great door, a great door. Went through the woods and for a glass of wonder, and hear the bird sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grander and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, I then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great are, how great are.
Tierra bendita y divina es la de Palestina donde nació Jesús. Eres de las naciones cumbre, bañada por la lumbre que derramó su luz. Eres la historia inolvidable porque en tu seno se derramó la sangre, preciosa sangre del unigénito Hijo de Dios. La sangre, preciosa sangre del unigénito Hijo de Dios. Cuentan la historia del pasado, que en su seno sagrado vivió el Señor. porque en tu seno se derramó la sangre, preciosa sangre del unigénito Hijo de Dios.
Amén.
Yes, yes, I am without plea, but the blood was shed for me. In God, I be that come to thee, O love, O God, I come, I come. Yes,
anybody else got a song this morning? Okay, if not, I'll stand. Say something. to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. All right, we're going to be in the book of Philippians, chapter number 4. And I'm going to read verse number 13. I'm going to read verse number 13, and then we'll go back to verse number 4. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Preacher, thank you for this.
Dear Lord, we just thank you that you are our help, Lord, to help us through all our problems, Lord. Everything that comes up, Lord, you're able to bring us through it, Lord. Lord, there's a lot of stuff that first before it about being abased and suffering different things, Lord. And sometimes it's hard to know these things, Lord, but you know what we need before we have to even ask it, Lord. You know how to get us through it, Lord. Just help us that we wouldn't murmur and complain, Lord, that we'd just be, Lord God, content to let you have your way, Lord. It's hard to do. Lord, just pray and fill the preacher and anoint and use him, Lord God. Give him what you have for him this morning, for us this morning, Lord. Help us to receive it, Lord, that we be helped and strengthened and that you be, get the glory and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. My thought this morning is, I can do all things through Christ. And myself, I ain't nothing. I can't do anything. Without His help, my heart won't beat.
No.
Without His help, my lungs won't breathe.
Right.
There is no life without Christ.
Amen.
Amen. All right, verse number 4. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Paul is telling us here we need to be rejoicing.
Yep.
To rejoice in the Lord. Nothing worse to see a bunch of Baptists or let's say Christians, sitting around with frowns on their face.
Yeah.
Word of God, folks, we're saved.
Yeah.
A hell is a place that we don't ever have to worry about.
Amen.
We got a protector. We got a savior.
Amen.
We got a supplier.
Yep. Amen.
Why should we sit around with a big old frown on our face when we got all that now? It says, let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. You know, remember Mom and Daddy said, we'll go out to do something. Be careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get hurt. But he said, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God.
Amen.
Those were to pray.
Yes.
And give thanks for everything that He has done, He has supplied. Amen. You know, let it be known to God that you appreciate everything He does for you.
Yes.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Peace. That's something we all long for, is yep. Peace. I'm going to tell you something. I can't stand conflict. I can't stand drama. It's hard. I'd rather have peace.
Amen.
I'd rather for everything to just flow like it's supposed to. Sometimes it don't. Sometimes conflict comes into our lives. Sometimes drama comes into our lives. We have to deal with it. But you know what? I'm glad I got somebody to help me through it.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes this stuff comes and we didn't ask for it. It just comes. It just happens. But you know, I'm glad I got a Savior, a protector, a provider that will help me through all these things.
Amen.
Amen. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now think about this a minute. God is the truth.
Yes. Yes, He is.
All right? God is honest.
Yes.
He's just. He's pure.
Yes. Amen.
He's loving.
Yes.
He's good.
Yes.
So, when all the bad things in life starts coming, think on these things. That God is pure. He's true. You know, all these things that we just seen, read. Think about that. God is all these things. I'm going to tell you something. This world is not true.
No.
This world is not honest.
No.
This world is not just. And this world is not lovely.
No.
And they ain't very much good in it.
No.
But God is all these things. But the world is just the opposite. Now there's pretty, there's lovely things. You know, you go up on a mountain, you look off down yonder, it looks all pretty and stuff, but sometimes when you look under those trees, it could be a junk hole down there somewhere. things. These things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your cares of me have flourished again, wherein you have also grateful, but ye lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am. Now listen to this. No matter what state I am, there to be content. And that is hard for us then. In other words, Paul said, whatever state that I'm in, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, I'm going to be content. Man, I want to tell you from the that is a hard thing. Trust me.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard to be content.
Yes.
But you know, we need to be thankful what God has given us. And what He has given us, use it to the best of our being, knowing how.
Yep.
And thank Him for it, because if there's a need for more, He will supply.
Amen.
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 I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full or to be hungry, both to abound or to suffer need. That's hard. You know, the hard times is hard. But when you know you've got God on your side, it ain't as hard. Now, back to verse number 13, I can do all things through Christ, which what? Strengthens me. And that's where I want to talk just for a little bit this morning, is about how God strengthens us in the situations that we're in. You know, Paul here says, you know, there's times when I have plenty, there's times I don't have enough. But God takes care of me in all the ways.
Amen.
And because Christ strengthens us and gives us strength, folks, we can do all things. We can do through Christ, not through ourselves. You know, there's customers that will ask me, well, can you do this, that, or the other? And I'll say, no, that's above my pay scale. You know, I think me and Happy talking about something like a while ago about, you know, Jane wanted me to build that room for her. Well, I can't build a room. She said, you build a building on the back of a building? I'm like, yeah, it's a building. Yeah, it's a porcelain cover over it, and you throw a few walls up. You know, a house is different.
Yes.
You know, there's things that you can do and you can't do with a building that you can't help. That's above my pay scale. That's above what I know to do. But if God would have given me the knowledge, I could have. And maybe, you know, maybe I could have. Maybe He would have given me the ability. But I still know it's more than I can handle. There's things in life that we can do, folks, in ourselves. But there's things in life that we need God to give us strength to do. There's things in life that we have to go through, that we do, that we have to have God to help us do it. Because without Him, we can't do it.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says, you got the faith, so See, say to that mountain, be removed. I'm gonna be telling you right now. Baker's Mountain over, I ain't got no worries about me moving it, because I don't think I got that much faith. But if you got a dirt pile in the backyard, I got a shovel. And the Lord will give me the strength.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching, I sat here alone one day. And that was the Mennonites that had a funeral the day that I was mowing. And the grave digger, you know, when he got done, you know, when they got done, I was expecting him to pull, and I didn't see no tractor, no nothing, oh, maybe it's gone, for him to fill that hole back in. Do you know how he filled that hole back in? One shovel full at a time. Now it was done with a piece of machinery, but he covered that hold back up one shovel at a time. Because that's what God provided. He wants a shovel. And the strength in 100-degree weather to shovel that hole back full. We think sometimes, folks, that we don't have the strength to do it. That we can't, we see obstacles in our lives and we say, I can't do this. But I want to tell you something this morning, church. You can. Through Christ.
Amen.
Through the Lord. Everything can be took care of. Because He gives you the strength. He gives you the courage. Yeah. It even gives you the patience to make it through.
Yeah.
So in essence, folks, when it says here, when Paul's saying, I can do all things, well, I can do all things, he's talking about doing them through Christ. He's not looking at what Paul can do in Paul. It's not what Joy can do in Joy, or you and you.
No.
It's what you, or I, or Paul can do through the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
I am nothing without Christ this morning.
Amen.
And I'm going to say it boldly. You're not nothing either without Christ.
Amen.
We're all in the same bucket.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When we make it through life, it's Him that's leading us through.
Amen.
And I'm glad this morning, glory to God, that there was a day in my life where the Lord come unto me and showed me the truth. And I accepted Him and became one of His. Because now, I'm not having to go through this. Like, can you imagine how hard it is on people today? In the society that we live in today, the circumstances that this world is in, how hard it is for some folks to make it in this day. I couldn't imagine. Lord, church, I could not imagine how it would be to try to go through this world today as it is without being saved.
Amen.
And there's so many people doing it.
Yes.
I don't see how, it ain't no wonder they're after all these drugs. Without frying their brains with drugs or alcohol, they probably ain't going to make it. Something to stimulate, to make them get through it.
Yep.
But I want to tell you, I got the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm glad I got Him.
Amen.
Because Without him, I'd never make it. You know, you hear about these young people taking their lives because of the stress of the world, when the answer was just right here. It saddens my heart to know that there's a cure, there's an answer for all your problems, and no one wants to accept it. It's Jesus.
Amen.
The answers to all the world's problems today, it's right here in this book. It's him, Jesus.
Amen.
We got the answer. Are we telling people about the, again? Are we telling? Are they listening? You know, my problem is I'm telling, but nobody's listening. They hear, but they don't understand.
Yep.
That God is the way. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. The only way you're going to make it out of this world alive is through salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Without Him, when you leave this world, it is a life of death,
yep.
A torment, a pain. For folks that's walking around in this world today that's unsaved, they don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, they're living in the best world they're ever going to live in.
Yep.
Can you imagine this being the best that there is? I'm going to a better place.
Amen.
I'm going to a place where there is no sin.
Amen.
That there ain't no pain. There ain't no crying as far as painful crying.
Amen.
Everything's going to be good, peaceful.
Yes.
No conflict. Amen.
Amen.
We're not taking no medication.
No medicine. No, throw it all away. A perfect Bible. Sins. No words. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning I have that peace.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad that I know every bit of strength that I've got to make it through each and every day is coming from Him and not myself.
Amen.
I don't have to get up every morning and muster up enough strength to make it. He's got it.
Yep.
And He helps me and He blesses me.
Amen.
And I thank God this morning that I've got that peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Does anybody have anything on your heart? Amen. Glad I'm sorry. Anyone else? Okay, Pastor Andy, you pray for us.
We just thank you, Lord. We're so glad we are saved. So glad you love us. So glad you care. Lord, want to take care of us, Lord. Sometimes it seems rough, Lord. It does. But one day it's all going to be worth it, Lord. And when we behold and see you, Lord, all those things has changed, Lord, in this system. Lord, we just pray that you help us today, Lord, to keep our eyes on you, Lord, and our heart towards you, Lord. Help us to love one.
fire song, we'll have more time for preaching, okay? All right. And I think Ed's going to be with us tonight, so maybe, so let's pray. My new grandson.
Oh, yeah.